views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wells right now.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Peggy on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. I was just cracking myself up, having a little party of my own like I do with Snapchat sometimes before we went to air. I literally was cracking myself up when I was listening to my intro where it's like, and I ride unicorns, because I certainly do not feel like I've been riding unicorns. The last 3 or 4 weeks, I have been not feeling well. And sometimes I struggle with that. I was talking to Kat, my producer, before this, and I was like, sometimes I struggle with how transparent are you really as a health, wellness, and life coach? I mean, do you really keep telling your clients, you know, when you have a migraine, like my eyes are black and I'm really not on anything? Do you just say you have a migraine? Do you say you're sick? I mean, you're supposed to be well most of the time, right? But I have not been feeling well. I certainly haven't. I still am kind of under the weather. And that whole front part of your brain that does the thinking is kind of still a little bit foggy. So we'll see how this goes. All right. So you can always find me on Monday nights. You know, we do this good old coffee time with each other and we come up with a subject to chat about. I'll have sometimes questions that come in and we'll get answer them, or I'll have a guest on. But today specifically, I wanted to talk about part two to our part one last week, which was what to family. WTF. Part one last week, we talked about nutrition, specifically in how do you align nutrition throughout the family when your wellness goals may not align at all. So we looked at it very specific. There are actually 5 steps in how some strategies, tools, and how you can try to have fun, try to honor each other, because our goals are definitely different for sure with nutrition. I guess mindset and exercise for sure too. But it seems like with nutrition, everybody struggles a little bit. You know, Johnny wants to eat crackers and mom doesn't, and dad doesn't have an issue with it. So today what we're going to talk about is I want to make sure that you understand clearly the 5 steps. It is very detailed. It does take a long time to embed this philosophy or process and get it in place. But I promise if you take your time, if you do it in baby steps, even if you do just one part of it and take a couple weeks or even a month to hold a conversation, because that's where it starts, is with conversations with the family. If you try just a little bit at a time, it does get easier. You will learn more. You'll learn more about each other, and you're going to be more apt to reach your wellness goals, to be more successful if we can get this darn family on the same wellness wagon. There's nothing worse than somebody in the family having to struggle a lot to either lose or gain weight. I work with people who have to gain weight. And so there's nothing more difficult than if you have 3 or 4 people in the family that are doing awesome. You know, especially that it always seems like it's the man of the house or the teenage boy of the house who doesn't seem to have to watch their weight at all. They can eat whatever they want. But I'll tell you what, you guys, that may seem true, but on the inside, if we could unzip them and take a look inside, that can be just as messed up on the inside. You could have 6'2" guy, 180 pounds, eating donuts every day, and then have a heart attack at 45 years old. So do not look at the outside, the vessel, and think that that person has it nailed. Okay, promise me that. Our insides are still our insides. So let's go over review the five steps that we did with nutrition. Go back and watch last week. It's really, really detailed. Go back and watch if you want to figure out the nutrition piece. Today, we're going to go into exercise and mindset. So quick review. It's going to be the very same steps. We're going to go into exercise first. It's going to be the very same steps that we did with nutrition. You're going to make your lists first. So that does mean you have to have a conversation as a family. I would be so happy if you'd actually sit around and talk about it and really, really have a true conversation, real transparency. Let everybody know what you're struggling with, where you'd like to see improvements. Be honest. So your list, you're going to have conversations. You're going to gather data. See, there's my New England accent. There's no ER in the end of words up there. So you're going to gather data first. So we're going to start with lists. The second thing that you're going to do is the same as nutrition. You're going to do your audits. Even though we're doing exercise and mindset today, you're going to do audits. What do you have? What do you need in order to set these goals? The third thing, you're still going to come up with a menu. Now that sounds weird since it's not food, but you are going to come up with it. You're going to have a discussion. You're going to come up with a menu, try to figure out where the whole family is on exercise. I'm going to take you through the specific example. So hang on, Sloopy. For those of you who don't know that song, look it up. All right. So then we're going to talk about the fourth thing. We're going to talk about equipment that might be needed or not needed. You can get rid of some things you guys aren't using. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? And then the fifth thing that we're going to do is make sure that your goals, you set your goals up. So there could be some individual goals, especially with exercise. And then I want you to still think about the family. So you're going to try to coordinate those individual goals and then still come together with some family goals. And we're going to make sure that those are reasonable and attainable. So you're set up for success. And we're going to try to see if you need to anchor them with rewards or unrewards and what that might look like. So that can be a beautiful design, truly. I've had people before say, you know, rewards and unrewards don't work for me. If I really want something, pedicure, massage, new pair of shoes, whatever, I'm going to go get them. So setting a reward up to a goal isn't really something that works for me. Or an unreward doesn't really work for me, because if you tell me that I can't watch TV, I'm still going to watch TV. So let me just say, with rewards and unrewards, please try to be honest with yourself and have fun with it, because they actually do work, especially with families. So let's dive into exercise. Are you ready? I'm ready. So with exercise, with your list, it is a little bit different than food, because with food, you can have some help. Somebody can go get it for you. They can prepare it for you. You can hire it done. A lot of people do that. Time is money. So they might say, I don't have time to prepare healthy food. And so they might actually hire somebody to do it for them. But with exercise, you guys, you can't do that. You're the only one that can do it. You're the only one. I mean, it takes time. You're the only one that can carve it into your schedule. So when it comes to your list, what I want you to do is to sit down as a family. Johnny can go off and write his list down. He doesn't need to sit right there, because you do want to take some time thinking about it. But I'm going to ask you to come up with a dirty dozen. And so ultimately what the goal is of this dirty dozen list is to come up with a list of some go-tos that you have for your exercises. Your go-to might be running. That's just something you default to and you do it pretty well and you enjoy it. But part of that dirty dozen list, I want to be something that pushes you a little bit outside of your comfort zone. It might be something like taking tennis lessons or learning how to swim, something like that. So I want you to, each member of the family, even the little kiddos can come up with this. You're going to create an individual list and you're going to come back together. I know you're already saying, oh my God, here we go again. Details. So you're going to come back together and create this list, because guess what? If you don't have fun exercising, it's you're not going to keep it up. You either need to get rid of stress. You need to come over, get on the other side of it where you realize the endorphins are up and you really love to exercise. But most people, it's really tough to keep the exercise embedded. So if you can have fun as a family, you're going to be more apt to keep up with it. The little guy might even come up with something like, I don't know, kick the can or tag. I just aged myself again. So you're going to come up with that. So Kat, are you there with me? I know you're there.
You know I am.
You know I am. I have a quick question. Mm. So if you asked your man, your hubby, how close do you think your dirty dozen, your list of things that you enjoy to do for exercises would be? You think they'd be pretty close?
Oh, depends on what it is. I think we both enjoy like yard work.
But well, that's awesome.
You know, you got a bum foot, you can't run. He probably doesn't like that anymore. So depends
right
on what it is.
So it might be a little like, if would you have ballroom dancing on your list?
I think even if he had two functioning feet, that would probably not be on the table.
That's very true. I'd just be a good listener, right? But you can see there's a very good example actually of how the family dynamics would change, because, and this isn't rehearsed, you guys, but in your situation, Kat, you know, him all of a sudden having an injury changes the family goals. I mean, you can see how the dynamics, if you guys were really used to hiking every weekend and doing stuff, how now it's completely different. And what are you going to do if you're used to having your buddy? And so it looks a lot different because you have to figure out what you can do versus can't do, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, yep. It would be right. Yes,
I go to yoga
girl.
Class where he doesn't want to go anyway.
Oh, I got your number. I'm going to call him.
Retaliatory okay. Fitness.
What's that?
Said Retaliatory Fitness.
Yes, that's right. Ooh, I got his number. We're going to put cameras in the house. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so you guys, after you do your list, it's just like nutrition. You know, when I told you you're going to do your list of your favorite foods and then you go into audits, I had you go into your pantries and your refrigerator and get rid of expired foods and, you know, either condiments or things that you knew you wouldn't even eat. You got to get rid of that stuff. So there's less tempting things at home. So that's why you go through the audits. And you do the same thing with exercise. However, it does look, you know, maybe you've never thought about this, but you want to audit things in the sense of what are you going to need on this list of things that you want to do individually or as a family? What are you going to need to accomplish these exercises together? I mean, if you guys come together and you say, we want to start bicycling together 3 times a week and nobody has any bicycles in the family, you've got to figure out, is that too big of a fresh start, big goal? We need to build into that. Or is that something you really think you could stick to and go make that purchase? What I'd really want you to do is to kind of baby step it and pull it back. So for instance, if mom hasn't been walking and dad's been bowling, and the teenage son has been running 5 times a week, a nice commonality of a piece of equipment would obviously be nice walking shoes or running. And you guys could all start to do that as a family, you know, walking and then maybe even jogging. But you have to do an audit, because what if you don't have decent socks or decent shoes? So I want you to take a look at what you do have in order to move towards these lists, these goals you're coming up with. And another thing that a lot of people don't think about, two things. Number one, I think that's really fun, but it can be pricey, is I want you to think about what you can get rid of in the sense of socks, exercise, you know, your t-shirts that you wear, good old biker shorts. Come on, you guys. Just update some of this stuff, because just, you know, giving a kick to that wardrobe can make you feel excited to go. If you're grabbing the same stuff over and over, it can be super boring. So take a look at that stuff. And then lastly, two other things, actually, even though I just said two other things. I want you to get rid of that equipment in the house if you, honest to God, haven't been using it and it's collecting dust. If you've got a Nordic Track from back in the day and it is nothing but a clothes hanger and it's got dust on it, as a family, just make an admission to just get rid of that thing. If there are exercise tapes or any books or any hand weights that you're just not using, get rid of it, because there is nothing more depressing than looking at a piece of equipment every single day that you're not using. And then lastly, if you're not using your gym memberships, a lot of you aren't. You'll get that membership, you'll buy your trainer packages, and then you just won't use them. Please just cancel. And I don't care if you ever go back. Because what's the point? What's the point of spending $250 or more on an annual membership and then $30 a month if you're not going to go? It's ridiculous. So just admit you're not going to go and you're going to find your dirty dozen fun exercises another way, right? Yes. Okay. So now you're going to make your menu. You can decide to work out individually still. Obviously, we're not going to stop the teenage son from running five times a week if he's a track star. So he's going to still do his piece. And then dad, again, say he's bowling every Wednesday night in a league. And it's the mom that's struggling. Okay. She doesn't want to walk. She's got some weight to lose. She's not motivated. Well, the people in the family who happen to be working out, we don't want them to pull back, but they may have to redesign some things so that they can spend maybe one day a week doing something as a family. That's the point of this. It's why we're chatting today. So the list, the menu now might look like teenage boy reduces that running by one day. He's going to become a little diverse. Maybe he's going to swim. Maybe he's going to set with the family. Maybe he's going to set aside that time to walk. Dad might cut back one of his bowling and do tennis because that's different on his dirty dozen. Set aside a family day to walk. And then mom might decide, I'm going to start, let's say, with yoga. I'm going to try to stretch at home twice a week, whatever it is, and still walk as a family. So I want you to look at that menu like you would as a menu for your meals. You know, when you're planning your meals, say on the weekend, and you're looking at what Monday, Wednesday, Friday looks like, I want you to look at the exact same exercise, the exact same way. Shake your head. Yes. I know you're out there. Yeah. Okay. Number four, we're going to anchor that thing. I'm strangling myself with my headset cord here. We're going to anchor those goals. We're going to take your list and we're going to anchor them and make them successful with these rewards and unrewards that I was talking about a little bit ago. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about things like maybe you need to set your exercise clothes near the door where you about trip over them as you leaving the house for work. I've actually had people sleep in their exercise clothes to force them to get up. I know it sounds crazy, but to get up and exercise first thing in the morning. Anything you can do to anchor yourself to be physically active. If you need to just take a picture of a bicycle, there's a goal, you know, that's a inspiration for you, this super awesome bicycle that you want, and put it on the fridge. So anything that you can anchor to. A couple of other things is to put alarms in your phone and in your calendar to remind you of the times you said you were going to work out. And you can also have some fun with sending some videos or pics to family members. We know that your rate of success does increase by about 65% if you have a buddy. So why not do that with exercise? That would be amazing. Yes. So with the rewards and unrewards, set that up so that you can have fun. I mean, one of the most fun things for whoever gets to do the dishes every darn night is that you can say things if then statements. So if mom does yoga a couple times a week, then she wouldn't have to do dishes. Obviously somebody else has to, but that would be maybe her reward. If our teenage son Charlie didn't do his exercise, then he would have to blank. You can set those rewards and unrewards up, have a great time with them, and post them and have fun. And that's another good way to, it's really important to see what anchors you, you know, what excites you to stay committed to your goals. Because I can tell you, the older we get, we just do not keep our promises. And that's a whole nother show. We did that a couple weeks ago. Those promises, we fib. All right. So the last one is number five. We're talking about exercise still. Number five is setting up your goals. And I want you to do that last because you need to figure out what everybody's going to do, what your menu looks like, your audits, what you have, how you're going to anchor. And then you look at your goals. What's attainable? What works for your schedules for the week? That's really important. I want you to respect that the whole entire family, individually, their goals might be completely different versus what it would look like as a family. The goal as a family, if you're walking, You might have a timed mile and you just try to go faster and faster each time. You might have an individual goal to increase repetitions or to increase weight of whatever exercise you're doing. So think about those goals individually, because if you don't have a measurable goal, I mean, first of all, it's nothing. It's just words. You want to do your baseline, set your goal, and then be able to remeasure it. So you got to be able to do that with your goals. Does that make sense? Of course it does. So after all those five things, remember that it's the same as nutrition, those same five steps you can go through. And like Kat's example was, you're going to have these revisits because, you know, her hubby hurt his foot, his ankle, his leg, his knee, his whole darn thing. He's out of commission, whatever. You got to remember that those hiccups in life are going to come. And so as they come, someone gets sick, you have to readjust. And that's really what we're going to dive into after we take a break. I'm going to come back for an after party. We always do after parties. That's where the fun is. So in the after party, we're going to make sure that you can keep a positive mindset. And we're going to talk about habits and mindset behavior. Because as you hit this roller coaster of life, things hit the family. You could have something hit the family hardcore that just disrupts nutrition, disrupts food. I mean, disrupts exercise. And then what are you going to do to regroup? So it'll be very, very helpful for you to recognize physically if something changes, that it does affect you guys all individually. And it will definitely affect you as a family. So, Kat, my darling.
Peggy.
I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. So, who's stronger? So, when we talk about three wellness pillars and we talk about nutrition and exercise and mindset, when you compare you and the man of the house, which pillar are you stronger in?
What was it again?
The nutrition, exercise, or your beautiful, positive mindset. Which one are you the strongest?
I think he's the mindset winner, honestly. Mm-hmm. For nutrition, I don't know. We feed off of each other. We're good. We're good until one of us goes for the candy and then it's just like, oh, you're going to eat the whole bag. I'm going to eat the whole bag.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are enablers.
We are.
Are you guys sabotagers? So like if one's going down, the other one's like, ah.
It's more like, I think we're just very understanding because we'll fall down and we'll be like, well, that was fun, but also we shouldn't do that again. And then let's go for a walk or something.
Yeah.
But yeah. The fitness is... I mean, we got the rowing machine. And
do you guys use the home equipment?
Yes, we talk about using it.
Oh, Kat.
We're there.
Oh, girlfriend, so much.
It's bad.
So you're putting your clothes on it is what you're telling me.
It's in the art room.
Oh, the art room. That's a good one. So when you're painting, you just hop on it. Your intention is to
do it.
That's
how I paint. It's like Jackson Pollock, but to the sides.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That's a new one. I don't know if I've heard that one, at least for a while. Oh my gosh. So are you also, so you have some home equipment. Are you guys also peeps that have gym memberships and don't go?
So I've started going to hot yoga recently. I love it. We're both still kind of injured in various ways. So like the whole regular exercise is difficult because right. You know how you start doing something and then that hurts my shoulder. I can't do that now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, bike riding is good. We're getting to the point, I think, where we're either going to get one of the stationaries or a couple of regular ones.
So the stationary will also go in the art room.
I don't think so. Oh, okay. Because Chris wanted the, the hubby, I shouldn't say his name. Good old boy wanted the stationary bike and I wanted the rowing machine. But guess who works at home and guess who doesn't?
Oh, boy. Well, it does show me who makes the decisions and wins in the house.
No. It's who the luck of the roll, really.
Oh, you're awesome.
3 minutes.
Okay, that's good. Oh, you guys. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. And we're going to have you guys come back for the after party. Again, I really want to stress that this is cumbersome. wellness does not have a cure. You've heard me say that a million times. It does take work. It will feel overwhelming, and bits and pieces of this will become much more natural as you embed them. And then guess what? It becomes hard again in some sort of area that you have to step outside your comfort zone and push yourself to grow. Then you find another hard and you find another hard. And that's just the reality. It's just the way that it is. So when you come back, we are going to talk about mindset and how we take these five steps through for the whole family to keep everybody on the same. It's hard, literally, to keep the family in the same even state when it comes to mindset. So come on back. You guys know you can always email me, coachpeggy@3wellnesspillars.com. I absolutely love hearing from you guys. You're very creative. Give me some more ideas and we can chit chat. I do want to give you a quick reminder. Next week on August 26th, I am having one of my favorite rebels in the whole entire world, Elaine Clark. I should get her a trophy and a shirt that says that. Oh, that'd be fun. If you guys don't know what a rebel are one of those people that just buck you on everything just because they can. They even frustrate themselves. So make sure you come back next Monday night. We're going to talk about that. Following Monday, I'm going to talk to you about evil twins, procrastination, and organization. Talk about everything from self-talk, moving you from self-talk to action, closets, mail. All right. So we'll see you next Monday. Talk to you real soon.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific. The tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.